another NEA jazz master. Her name is Miss Dorthan Kirk. She is the widow of Rahsaan Roland Kirk. She is a 2020 NEA jazz master, and she still continues to contribute so very much to the spiritual sustenance of many of us, Dorthan. You're also from Houston. And,
I absolutely am. And George Floyd graduated from the same high school that I did. My sister's son played football with him in high school, and he was going to send me a photograph of them clipping from the newspaper. He never did. And my niece told me that there will be a viewing at her church next week for him. So this is really, really, really close to home. You know, I was, I guess, stunned to know that they were that closely associated with him. I lived in Third Ward, and it's big. That's how they identified the different sections of Houston. So this is close to home.
You've seen this, though, over your, I'm not saying how many years?
A lot of them.
Yeah. You've been around for a while.
Dorthan, do you, I think if I'm right, I found out you're a Cancer. This is Oren speaking. You're a Cancer,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And do
July
you have the same birthday of my mother? Are you July 13th?
I am.
See, I've got a good memory.
You do. That's why, you know, Cancerians take care of everybody, okay?
It's uh-huh.
Their nature. They can't help it. And I'm Mother Kirk to a bunch of them.
All
Leslie
of
Harrison, who lives in Philly with Mr. Simmons. Michelle Taylor, I mm-hmm. remember when she first started out in the business working with Susan. So they all call me Mother Kirk, and I'm happy to have that title with all of these people that I have seen grow in jazz over the years, and I stay in touch with them.
Mo, how can music respond to this moment?
I've been thinking something that happened over 50 years ago. Rahsaan, Mingus, Billy Harper, Lee Morgan. I was still in California at the time.
Oh, the Ed Sullivan Show.
Mm-hmm. They led the movement, the Jazz in People's Movement, which was intended to get jazz on TV. And even though there's a tiny bit of jazz on TV, meaning the musicians that play a bit behind these late night shows, that's mm-hmm. not what they were talking about. And that's not what they were talking about at all. They were talking about live performances. As
a seat at the table.
All
mm-hmm.
of them, they did. So it's been over 50 years since they were demonstrating, trying to get jazz on TV. Why don't they start a movement to get jazz on TV? Wouldn't it be great if you had as many young people? You know, at WBGO, we're always talking about trying to attract young people
mm-hmm.
to jazz. Wouldn't it be great if young people that are protesting what's going on with injustices of African Americans, wouldn't it be great if we had a following just half this
mm-hmm,
size
mm-hmm.
to support jazz? So there have to be some musicians and other people out there that can do something, however they decide to organize it, to get jazz on TV. Because I just suspect that a lot of the jazz clubs won't survive after the virus allows us to hopefully somewhat congregate again. I just don't see it being as it was. TV pays a lot of money also, far more than most of the musicians would make in a club or concert hall. So that's what I'm putting out there.
I understand. Yeah.
What do you think? You think that's something that can happen?
Me personally, I would love to see that happen. It's for several reasons. Some of the most beautiful people I've ever seen have been people creating and creating music and seeing people on the stage. So that would be, and that is, we have something we have to get used to and more comfortable with, seeing it on the screen until we can touch and feel and see it in person again.
Right. But also, see, when something, I don't know why jazz doesn't have a larger following. I've never figured that out. I've talked to different people. Different people have different opinions. The music is too heavy. It's too this. You can't dance by it. It's too whatever. Whatever you see on TV, people, if jazz were on TV, people would support it, because TV is something that everybody believes it. Whatever they see, oh, that was on television, right? Think about it.
Yeah, so might as well put something nice in front of them.
It must be good. It's on TV. Okay, so that's what I've been thinking of.
And I know that when people can be together with music, you will be there.
Amen. Yes, you will be.
Dorthon Kirk, NEA Jazz Master, spiritual mother, and so much. Thank you so much for your patience and for joining us this evening, Dorthon.
You're quite welcome, and bright moments.
Bright moments.